A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless maroon. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Hector, you've had a few sips of the tea by the time Pip, you arrive. The smithy is not cold, but you can't see anyone there.
It's very nice tea. But
can I just barrel through the front door?
Sure, yeah. You can see that the blinds are shuttered, and you can tell that there are people moving on the other side.
Through the front door.
The front door explodes inwards, and Pip is standing there.
Don't drink the tea. Don't drink the tea.
I drop the tea.
Dragomir and Magda stare at you, Pip. Dragomir says, "What is wrong?"
I have reason to believe, Hector, that Dragomir and Magda have been ensorcelled in the same way that the other people in town have been ensorcelled. In fact, I know for a fact they have. Somebody told me.
Yeah, have a look at who is closest to me.
Dragomir. He was the one probably setting the armor.
The expression face, what am I seeing now? With that information, am I...
Dragomir looks confused.
Right.
You know what? This can't hurt. I'll take the grenade I got out and just slam it into the ground.
Couldn't possibly. How could that hurt?
I was about to cast. All right, cool.
There's an explosion and a greenish powder settles upon you, Dragomir, and Magda.
Let me break this Gordian knot.
Yeah, as the green dust settles upon all of you, first off, Hector, you feel Pania retreat.
What did you do?
Then Magda and Dragomir both blink, and they quite clearly it looks like they've stood up too quickly. Magda sits down. Dragomir nearly collapses. He puts an arm out on a bench counter.
I gotta grab Dragomir so he stops, like almost as instinct, but like, Pip, what did you? What was that?
It deforms magic. It was a grenade that deformed magic. I needed to get them out of there, or whatever had ensorcelled their mind.
What? Where am I?
You're in your blacksmithy, Dragomir and Magda.
Yes. What?
Do you remember?
I remember the lake.
Right.
I remember.
I get a little notebook.
Something crawling from the lake. Big, large. It was like. He shakes his head. He doesn't seem to want to keep speaking.
I'll get out maybe a manual to monster, flick through it, and be like, would you describe it as a dark mass?
He stops shaking his head and just very tentatively, very briefly, with a lot of fear, somehow nods.
Watery dark mess, I jab at the Emmanuel with my finger. All right, well, identified.
Okay, I want to guess, like, almost ignoring Pip in a... No, not really. Attending to them to see if they're okay. Like, he might be asking questions, but I want to be just checking them to see if they are okay, giving, like, you know, like a once-over, be like, you're right, though. Are you okay? You need anything? Just kind of being a bit more...
You might need a glass of water or something. Yeah.
A soothing balm to Pip's...
Yeah.
Like stab in the gut.
caring about their well-being, I guess, as opposed to Pip's questions.
Both of them seem a little disorientated and dizzy, but neither of them seem harmed in any way.
Do you need...
When you are looking them over, you can see that around kind of like their upper torsos, maybe just as you're checking...
maybe Dragomir is wearing kind of like a loose-fitting shirt, and so you're able to see it. There's like black, awful-looking bruises around their upper torso.
Dragomir, you have a lot of bruising. Do you mind if you could just like a leather apron type thing? I'm assuming.
Sure, yeah, a leather apron and then like a shirt.
Do you mind if you just unbutton and take off your?
He without really thinking, just does so.
I maybe like step aside and just gesture to Pip to see like if this is means anything.
Yeah, that looks like a dark mass wound. Yes, is it eating people? I ask.
Dragomir continues to shake his head, but Magda nods. Yes, then I remember there were a few people there at the lake.
Yeah, Lake Zarevich. Sure.
Yes, there were a few people. I think perhaps Izek was there as well.
Okay.
You don't know that. No. That name is not familiar. No, actually, I guess that name is familiar to you. Izek presumably refers to, but they are the Burgomaster's right-hand man.
Okay.
Izek is not really the leader of the town guard, but he is important to the town guard. If the town guard needs to rally around a leader, it would be Izek.
That's concerning.
He is the like most important assistant, most high-ranking assistant to the Burgomaster.
The wounds that are on, are they like open? Are they just like there? Are they just
It's just bruises, bruising? Massive okay. bruises.
All right.
That wrap around them. Izek Strazny.
Izek Strazny.
Strazny, sorry.
Strazny.
Who's Izek Strazny?
He's the right-hand man to the Burgomaster. It's no good if he's been corrupted as well. What do I know about fighting a dark mass?
You know what?
No, but I mean, like, in terms of the level of difficulty.
Oh,
there.
I see what you're saying. Yes, you... All right, so obviously Pip would not know this exact thing, but this is giving Pip an idea of the threat you are currently facing. So to give Pip an idea of the threat you are currently facing, I'm letting you know, Jackson, you're, what, level 7
right now? Yeah.
This is like a CR 12 encounter.
Oh, boy.
Maybe even as high as a CR 15 encounter. So Jackson can take that information.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll filter it down to Pip to... All right. Fuck.
Do they need to you food? Water?
It's probably good to get them something. I don't know if they
do you have anything around here? Like something hot, like a tea, something warm?
Probably not that tea. Maybe I grabbed the tea if you didn't drop it and I just tip it out
on
the floor.
I'll be back.
Pip, maybe you see when you go to the tea, there's like a back area. Mm. This blacksmithy is also their house.
Mm.
So the kind of like how you would with a milk bar or a, what are the other terms for it? Like a bodega.
Corner store.
Yeah, corner store. There is the house section at the back.
Yeah.
So you go where the tea was prepared and you spot immediately a sleeping solution next to the tea.
Maybe I tip that down. Maybe I grab that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could probably come in handy.
You can add beholder dreams to your inventory.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll button up my shirt, I assume, just put clothes on as I am buttoning up and then try and find like a food stall sort of thing, like a street vendor, something like that. So I can just grab like just some basic, just food, water, something like that, drink. So I can just be like,
yeah, sure. Spend, I don't know, like 5 silver and you.
Done.
Oh, no, actually, you can't find any food prepared. It's not that sort of a market. You don't think they get that sort of traffic. It's food that you would take home and prepare.
Is it anything...
If you wanted to make a meal.
urgency right now.
Yeah,
is,
no, you would not.
Is there anything
just...
like a drink or something like that?
Apples? Like, fruit, maybe?
Like, yeah.
Oh, no, what am I saying? Turnips?
Yeah, anything that is just edible, like off the...
You could probably get some vegetables.
Like?
Like cabbage.
Cabbage is good.
A drink?
Looking around this place, you see that a lot of it is really understocked as well. That's maybe just something you file away in the back of your mind. You maybe remember having a conversation with Yender last night about, obviously, the town of Barovia has been devastated. Mm. The town of Barovia was the rest of this place's breadbasket.
Yeah.
And now that town has been devastated, there is widespread food shortages.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Classic Barovia.
Is there... And I like, it's all cooking meal stuff, but is there like eat like a baker with some bread or, again, anything to drink? Is my if I can't see that, I'm going to head back in because I just...
Nah, you head back in empty-handed.
It is very bare out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So there we're going to...
They were going to drug you, it looks like, and then probably take you to the lake and ensorcel you. See a dark mess. Trick of a dark mess.
I want to kind of look at the two and be like, oh! But also, dark mess, what?
Well, Cribbit arrives on scene.
What did this one miss? Tell!
Well, these two were, I was here to get fitted for that armor over there, but they were better, they drug me, put me to sleep to, I look at Pip.
Well, I mean, the dark, it is unknown if our dark mass, open parentheses, watery, close parentheses, is creating such worship on purpose or by accident, but in either case, the result is the same cults. The dark mass, open parentheses, close parentheses, watery, is quite large, and as such, it is competent in physical combat, as size is a good indicator of strength. Though its fearsome attacks comes after thy is struck, thy shall be pulled into the maw for which the dark mass, open parentheses, close parentheses, watery, is named. Probably to eat you.
Right.
Or to generate more people to be eaten. Although the fact that Izek is involved makes me wonder if there's some not right, there's not some ulterior motive happening.
So, thank you.
Oh, that's all right.
I just want to, maybe how close I came. Okay. What is, the green powder is on, everything.
Oh, that's just a little concoction. It should deform magic. And protect you from magic as well, or resist is resistant to magic. It should have unensorcelled them, which it did.
Okay, I see. And that makes sense for me why Penny, or the light of Penny, withdrew.
Yeah, you have basically an anti-magic effect on you.
All right. Okay, right.
Should go after a while.
Let's hope it's not permanent.
It's strong enough to get rid of this ensorcelment. Surely it's not strong enough to sever someone's connection to God.
wipe the green dust on something.
Possibly worth having a shower, yeah.
If you spend a little while dusting yourself off,
yeah.
You're not sure if it's the time that slowly weakened it or getting the dust off, but eventually you feel Penia return.
Is there anything in there? That's good. Is anything in their larder or anything that is not drugged?
I should imagine that it's probably mostly
Dragomir
fine.
Stands up properly now. There will be much that is not drugged. He walks. And Magda are walking into the back of their house now. What happened?
I believe possibly by Izek, were taken to Lake Zarevich, where a creature known as the Dark Mass, watery, ensorcelled your minds in some way.
I remember Izek and perhaps a member of the town guard.
That would have been Stannis. That would have been Stannis.
Yes, Stannis. Yeah. They were there at... He looks from one of you to the other one of you and he says, "Church. I was at church and they took me as we left." Pip.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the being took by Stannis and Izek sounds correct, but he's a bit evasive when he says church.
That would have been St. Andrews?
Yes, St. Andrews. We were at Mass. Yeah, that's not true. You think he's being evasive about where he was?
I don't care where you've been or what you've been doing, and it might be beneficial to the... Well, to stopping this from happening to anyone else. So if you weren't at St. Andrew's Church, this is the time to tell me.
He looks at the two of you again, and Hector... Yeah, no, you both pick up on this. He seems hesitant to say it in front of Hector.
I'm not going to judge you. Again, we're just wanting to help the town. I don't...
Dragomir cast you a look like he's the one judging you, actually.
I shrug. I don't know what that's about.
Would
you rather he goes into the other room? Or
would
you
like it me is to leave? Not important, I suppose, but I was coming from a different church, a more personal gathering.
Yeah, okay.
Worship a different deity.
If it makes you more comfortable, I will happily step out.
Very well.
I step out.
I give you a look like, no.
Is there a simple for, like, horns, like a devil worshiper kind of thing.
You could do little surreptitious devil horns. Right. I'll probably nod, right. Like, yeah, that's probably what's going on here.
Yeah, I can't really do much else. I can't really, you know, make my own armor. I'll just sit in the forge, have a look around, see what's going on.
Yeah.
See what's Cribbit's doing.
Devil worship, I say, once he's gone.
Yes.
Fair enough.
An entity that has made many promises, most of which have come true.
Well, that's
Magda
nice.
Shakes her head like she doesn't really approve of this.
Either way, Pip doesn't care. Does Izek and Stannis, this part of the same church?
Yes, Izek, well, yes, they are higher ranking members than me.
Right.
But they all serve the Burgomaster.
Bearing in mind that, obviously, I don't even really want to talk to the Burgomaster because it's not going to be a pleasant conversation for me or any of the town. Who else is in the church is my question.
He shakes his head. That is not for me to say.
Sure. Right. Okay. That's, I'm just curious if the other members of the church are also the people taken to the Dark Mass, Watery.
It is possible. I do not know. Most of the town, many in the town are part
of the same church.
Yes.
Right.
If you do not worship at St. Andrews, you worship with us.
With the devil or whatever. Do you got anything to do with Lake Zarevich? That's not part of any of the rituals or ceremonies?
We have never gone to Lake Zarevich.
Okay. Probably can't tell me this, but I'd kick myself if I didn't ask. Who's in charge? Who's the highest ranking
member? The Burgomaster.
Okay. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. I would recommend probably just staying in, not going out unless you have to, just for the next while.
He nods slowly.
You don't want it to happen to you again, or, you know.
I must pray on this for strength.
Sure. Yeah. You better get on that. Anything else you can tell me about Lake Zarevich and your abduction?
About my abduction? No, it is still foggy for me.
Sure.
Remember we were leaving and Izek and Stannis pulled me aside. I thought to speak to me at first, but then I do not know. I think they might have knocked me out.
Sure, and then taken to the...
The next thing I know, I was at Lake Zarevich.
Right. Do you remember how many people were there at Lake Zarevich with you? We're talking a crowd? We're talking a small gathering?
More than 10.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, yeah, thanks for everything that you could, that you've told us. Hopefully we'll deal with it. I say not very convincingly. It's kind of a big deal, a dark mass.
If you, you did not want to talk to the Burgomaster.
I mean, I will if I have to. Do you think that'd be useful?
He shrugs. It is disconcerting to hear of corruption within the church.
I can imagine.
This is the devil worshippers attacking devil worshippers. You know,
it makes what happened to this country?
What happened to this?
We used to make steel. You
know? The Inky Mass. The Watery Mass is not a type of devil.
No. I know, but I was just like, it seems interesting that a lot of people connected to the devil worshipping church are also being taken by the Watery Mass. Okay. Before I go, Dragomir, before all of this happened and people got in sorcery, I mean, I don't know if you have a timeline or whatever, but was there anybody that was spending a lot of time at Lake Zarevich? A patient zero, as it were?
Most of the fishermen spend their days there.
This might be a stupid question, but do you know where I could talk to them?
The markets would be the first place.
I thought you might have been going to say the lake, and then I would have been like, well, yeah.
Well, I suppose you could also go to the lake, but...
No, I'll go to the market.
The markets are right out there.
Right outside, yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dragomir. Rest up. Drink plenty of water. Well, all right. I'll leave and go into the room with Hector and Cribbit.
Dragomir... Oh, no, Cribbit probably stayed with you. He's been, okay. You just hear, like, furious...
Look down
scribbling.
And notice that he's been with me the whole time. Oh!
Dragomir steps out with you as well. Did you want the suit of armor still?
Of course. If he's... yes, I would appreciate that very much.
I do not recall what price we decided upon.
You mentioned...
But I think it would cost at least... You think you're about to get the real price?
Yes, I said you mentioned 50 gold for that in the.
Should have drunk the tea, then you could have gotten some.
I know.
Armored up and fed to a giant fish. The dream.
been so protected.
Too bad.
Oh, no. Yeah, about 100 gold, actually. No, yeah. Okay.
You mentioned that, well, you said it was 50 gold for that and the sword is what I say before he mentions anything.
He shakes his head slowly. I could not give it away for anything less than... I could give it to you for 50, but I cannot give you the sword for free.
Of course. We'll look, with this, yes, we'll do the suit of armor. And I might come back for the sword.
Very well, then. 50 gold for the armor.
Of course. Yes.
Money up front, he says.
It is why I have it with me. I hand over 50 gold.
Did they do the measurements on me, or was that just a lie?
Well, now they'll do it for real this time.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, I'll get measured up and depart for the 50 gold.
You'll be done at about 9. Pip, it's still 8:30-ish. What do you want to do?
It's probably worth going to talk to the burgomaster, isn't it?
Well, there's the fishmongers right
there.
Yeah,
well, I'll do the fishmongers first, but I'm going to eventually have to talk to the burgomaster. That sucks. All right, I'm going to go speak to the... While you get suited up, I'm going to go speak to the fishmongers outside. I'll nip out the door and go try and find someone selling fish in the market.
As you step outside, you see someone in a nearby street, a quieter, maybe almost an alleyway street, who has kind of like a hood drawn close over their face, obscuring their features. They clock you and then turn around and walk away. You realize that this person has been eavesdropping.
Oh. All right, I'll follow them at a distance.
Okay.
Maybe I nip back in. Suspicious character outside. It's going to see where they go. Good luck.
Okay. No worries.
All right, are you trying to be surreptitious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. You follow after them. And Hector, that's going to take longer than half an hour. So Hector, you're kitted out. Where are you heading to next?
I was being like, a lot of small talks. Always been playing for the other side, shall we say? Small talk with the...
In this town, I would say that you are playing for the other side.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, for me, not in terms of general.
I came to the church through my father, who was a worshipper himself.
Right, and how did you come into blacksmithing?
My father also was a blacksmith.
Right. My father was a farmer.
It is the family business and the family church.
Ah, right, of course. And you notice the tanning, the tanners, are they also part of your... You share a wall, do you...
Magda, who is maybe within earshot, shakes her head. No, my wife, she is not very religious herself, but within Valakai, it is foolish to not be religious at all.
Yes, of course. You need to find some solace somewhere.
A form of protection is important. And, well, some churches have a better track record than others within Valakai.
I can't blame him for this. This sort of
fair
makes
enough.
Sense.
Checks out.
I mean, yeah.
Honestly.
If I grew up here, going for the light, you're like, well, it's perpetually dusk.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, if the devil's listening.
Yeah. And so your wife owns the tanning. So she works with leather?
No, she is Fletcher. Tanner is next door, adjacent to us.
Ah, right. And I noticed they were closed. Are they opening up any time, or have they been closed for a while?
I don't recall. My last memory is that it is open. Is it closed?
It was closed when I walked up here.
That is unusual. What day is it? He maybe checks a calendar over on a desk. Mm. He comes back and he shakes his head. It should be open.
Yeah. Do you have you only share a wall, yes?
Share a wall.
You don't have like keys or anything like that to look in?
He looks you up and down. You can see he doesn't trust you much.
Look, I understand that we are, as we're playing for opposite sides, but I mean you no harm.
What is your persuasion? All right, that's pretty decent. He begrudgingly gives you a set of keys. It's very funny that he does.
Worshipper of angels.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I understand. It's just look. I just want no harm to happen to
a large number. I am aware of the desires of such people.
These guys love harm.
They love harming other people. Thank you. So that the sword. So how much was for the sword?
It will set you back 8 gold.
And then with you repairing, because I noticed it was a little bit of the
Well, with the fitting as well, let us round it up to 60 gold and I will repair it to the best of my ability.
Ah, fantastic. Well, I would appreciate that. So I'll let you sort that out. I might go have a look at your leather-making friend.
He finishes sizing you up and then he starts working on the sword while you step out and with the keys you open the tannery.
Yep.
You open the bottom door, and you are immediately assailed by the stench. It wasn't great when the door was closed, and then when the door is open, it's like it was holding back a wall of stench which just floods upon you.
This is not great.
You look in. I get a bad boy card, you miss
that
something.
Rolls.
Is Cribbit with me, or is Cribbit with
Cribbit? No, Cribbit would probably. You're just getting fitted for armor, so Cribbit's kind of staying with the action.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. So, you are buffeted by the stench.
Oof.
It's just absolutely reeks in here. You could see massive wooden, I don't know if you'd call them buckets or troughs, but just massive wooden containers open for the
refuse.
The refuse that is
piss
being used.
Shit.
Yeah, the piss and shit. There is also just hanging up on hooks, partially finished pieces of leather. Not really a lot of armor, more just other leather things. Like you would probably see leather clothing, but it'd be like a leather tunic or leather gloves or something like that.
I try to breathe through my mouth, admire anybody who would want to work with this.
There is a set of stairs going up, and apart from that, it is just the work floor here.
I want to look at the leather, Adam.
Yeah.
Great point. Would not have considered that.
Okay, so it looks like there's predominantly... looks like cow leather.
Okay.
It looks like cow hide.
That's nice.
Yeah. You see some types of leathers that are a bit more foreign to you,
but it
looks like they are... other leather items that have been broken down and reused, you think maybe more salvage from adventurers.
Okay.
You encounter no human flesh.
Oh, right. It's always in the back of my mind when dealing with any leather.
Even the phrase salvage from adventurers could have a dark connotation, depending.
I tried not to spend too much time here because it does stink. But even just like a quick, almost like a once over to be like, has anyone been around here? How long has it been? Is there like a layer of dust that has gathered up? Like, basically, if Dragomir is like, it should be open, and like, I don't know how long they were sourced for, but if it's been a long, long time, like, day's worth of dust? Or are we talking like, a month of dust?
Unfortunately, I have already rolled for that, and I got a bad boy card.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah, you look around. You have no idea. I mean, there's no dust.
Okay.
You know that much, but beyond that, like, you've got no idea.
All right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, then I'll, if nothing's out of the ordinary, nothing like pushed over chairs, I'll walk upstairs.
All right.
And I'll call out.
Okay. Well, there's no response. What do you say, though?
Hello? Is the leather, I didn't get the name. Is the leather worker around? Anybody?
No response.
I then walk upstairs.
You head upstairs. There is a landing. The landing has some tables and some vases, just decorative sort of things. And there are four doors from this landing. One of them doesn't have a door in it. It's just a doorway, and you can see through to a kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't see very well into the kitchen. You'd have to enter to get a proper lay of the space. But there are then three closed doors.
Right. I would like to cast Divine Sense.
You cast Divine Sense. You do not detect the presence of devils, demons, angels, or undead. But
that is something.
While you are scanning around, you hear from behind one of the doors.
Okay.
Just like a consistent panting.
Oh, like a dog. Not like someone
just
puffed
panting.
Out or I want to...
It's a little unsettling.
Yeah. Hello, anybody around? Hello?
You hear behind that door, the panting continues, and then like a little like shuffling sound, like something or someone moving.
I knock on the door.
No response.
I open the door.
As soon as the door is open, even just a crack.
I'm worried.
From about knee height, a little nose pokes through the door.
God. Yeah, yeah,
thank God.
You look down. There is a beagle in the room.
Oh, hello, little one.
The beagle walks out, kind of trots out and starts looking around.
I give it a bit of a scratch on its head. Hello.
The beagle accepts the scratch.
I look for a collar. Is there a name or anything?
Yeah, there's a collar. On it says dog.
So I guess you are dog. Nice to meet you, dog. Can you sit?
Bad boy card for me. Well, he attacks.
I'm doing garbage.
No, he wanders off into the kitchen.
Right. Well, where's your I'll follow to the kitchen. I'm assuming that dog wants food. I go to the kitchen.
It checks a food bowl, which is there. Yep. The food bowl is empty.
Is there anywhere obvious what the food would be?
You could have a look around if you wanted to.
I'm now taking responsibility for this dog.
Get a good boy card. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Right, yeah, cool. I get some food for the dog.
You find meat cutoffs or just like meat scraps. That is obvious. Yeah, scraps that has obviously been kept for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to him. He tucks in. He seems quite hungry.
There you go, dog. Oh, very hungry.
Yeah.
Does he look?
He doesn't look emaciated.
All right, that's good. Good.
Probably also has a big drink of water.
Yeah, it's like there's water in there as well. Like yeah. Right. Right, boy. Right. Do you know where your master is by any chance?
Asking the dog.
Yeah, well, more like asking out loud. Yes, what are you?
It barks. It's quite clearly like it's a full-bodied bark, but that's all the noise that comes out.
Oh.
Okay.
With a practiced eye, you can see that the dog has a really old wound around its neck.
Oh, poor thing. Right, well, I give him some more food, make sure the water is filled up, and I'm like, it's a nice bark. He's not like an aggressive bark. He's just kind of like...
It doesn't seem aggressive.
Is it a bark of I want more food?
I mean, it starts eating if you give it more food, but you can't tell.
Yeah.
It just seems a little distressed, to be honest, actually.
That's right. Well, okay, never mind. Well, I go to one of the other doors that the dog didn't come from, and I open one of them. It's the first one that comes come across.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
All right. It's a bedroom. The bedroom is a mess. Mm. The bed, all of the sheets have been kind of dragged off, and the mattress has been overturned and kind of thrown around the room. There's a chair, which has been thrown up against the wall. There's a dresser that has been thrown over. There's a vanity, which the mirror in the vanity has been smashed, and there's bits and pieces all over the place. It looks like a fight happened here. The window to this room is open, and the curtains are half hanging out the window.
Okay, so I guess whatever happened here went left via the window. I want to go towards the window and stick my head out, like what I see, like as if I'm as an assailant exiting. Where am I going towards?
You look out the window. You see nothing except too far off to the north. You see Lake Zarevich. Meanwhile, Pip, you're following the shadowy figure. How well do you know Valakai?
I think I spent some time here.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you know... Well, first off, hang on. Let me check which direction you need to head. You are heading in a... Roughly, it's a roundabout way, but you're going north, kind of towards the orphanage and towards the Blue Water Inn. Eventually, you pass the Blue Water Inn. You start heading a little bit further east, kind of to the northeastern edges of Valakai.
Yeah.
You watch as the figure walks up to it's a nice enough manor. Out the front on a big sign, it says Watcher House, which is the manor of Lady Watcher. The figure walks in.
Okay, so Lady Watcher, what do I know about Lady Watcher and her followers? Do I think basically...
You know that Keening suspected her of being in league with Strahd.
I just don't want to have basically... I don't want to have found myself in the middle of a war between Lady Watcher's goons and the devil-worshipping goons and... I don't know.
You know that Lady Watcher is vying for control of Valakai against the Burgomaster.
Okay. Going inside, though, that's a pretty stupid move. Do I think that the person who was I was following at any point realized I was following them?
You think you did a pretty good job of hiding yourself. You think you were not noticed.
Maybe I turned down to Cribbit. What do you think, Cribbit? That's enough information for now? Don't have to go into the belly of the beast there?
Cribbit thinks upon it, and he's staring at the sign. Watcher House.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Lady Watcher is bad woman.
You've encountered her previously?
Aye. Bards talk to bards.
Oh, yeah.
I know of Lady Watcher.
Yeah, no good. No good.
This is disconcerting.
Yeah, but perhaps it is a problem not for right now. What do you think?
I think this would be good to investigate further, but I do not think you walk in front door if you know what this one means.
Yeah, Cribbit, I suppose. Maybe what we'll do...
This one can be distraction for that one.
Okay, so you're proposing you cause a distraction and I sneak in the back of the house?
Yes.
To find what?
Lady Watcher's room. This person work for Lady Watcher. Snoop on her.
I just wonder why we're getting involved at all. Look, you know what? Maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe she's somehow related.
Why we get involved with this? This is where story is.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned by. Cribbit, that's what I'm concerned by.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I don't want to get what the story is. All right.
He grabs the lower part of your tunic and looks you square in the face from down around your waist height.
Yeah.
He looks up at you and he says, "You think that you are little. You think that you are deuteragonist. Deuteragonist. Ah. Why me bother learn your language if you don't know your language? You are not deuteragonist. You are protagonist."
Okay, Cribbit. All right. Maybe I peel him off me. All right. You make the distraction, buddy. And
he seems happy.
I'll sneak around the back and see.
How long this one want for distraction?
I'll maybe look at the building. How many stories is it?
Good question. It is a two-story building. But you would know that most houses here have a basement.
Okay. But Lady Watcher, probably, if she has any kind of office, it'd be on the second story.
Yeah, it's not going to be in the basement, certainly.
Call it 20 minutes. How's that sound?
I will give you 20 minutes.
Okay. I pat him on his sticky head. Then
slimy.
Slimy.
He's
excuse
not sticky.
Me. Gross. That's grosser. All right. And then I'll try and make some distance so that when he starts playing or whatever, people will be distracted and I can sneak back in.
As you start stealthing your way around, you hear a loud musical cue, which is obviously Cribbit beginning his performance.
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of a booming effect to it, and you can't help but he's singing a song,
maybe a, I don't know, maybe he's singing like a love song and you can't, you really don't want to, but you can't help singing along under your breath as you go.
This is a song about love. I am singing a love song. This is my love song, song. I am Cribbit the Frog.
So catchy.
So catchy, but it's the worst possible lyrics one could ever imagine. And yet.
Fucking slaps. You head round the back. There is a back door.
Is there an awning of any kind?
For the back door, no.
Okay. Could I climb up the wall and any windows that seem like they might be open on the... I do have a climb speed, is all I'm thinking.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? No, all of them are closed. You can't tell if they're locked, but you can see that they are lockable.
What kind of...
Oh, there's also a... Sorry, there's two... There's a back entrance and a side entrance.
Oh, okay. Are there back windows?
There are two back windows. You gaze through,
yeah,
and you see into what is quite obviously servants' quarters. Simple furnishings, bereft of imagination, four beds with equally austere wooden chests.
Well, if I sneak... I'm gonna climb up the back of the building and I'm going to try those windows. On the top floor.
There's four windows. Let's call them 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you go with first? You can look through, sorry.
Yeah.
You gaze through. Oh, a second highs or lows to see how well this distraction is working. Okay.
Fuck. I knew this was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you listen to him?
Why did I listen to Cribbit?
He just wants the story, man.
He just wants the story.
He just wants drama.
Fuck, conflict.
Fuck.
That's what story is.
God damn it. Should never have listened to this frog.
You...
Whatever, I can still bail. I'm not inside.
Two of the windows lead to the same room. It's a library. The room is crawling with cats. Bookshelves hug the walls, but most of the shelves are bare. Other furnishings include a desk, a chair, a table, and a wine cabinet. The room has an irregular shape, and none of its angles seem quite right, as though the shifting of the house has set the whole place on edge.
Does the desk look like it's a... very often used desk, or do I think there's probably an office for Lady Watcher somewhere?
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's a maid in here dusting some of the bookshelves. She turns and spots you.
Fuck, what do I do? Well, I'm going to drop down. I'm not going in.
All right.
We've been compromised.
If she raises the alarm, she doesn't do it in a way that you notice.
Yeah, okay. I'll basically drop, not in a sort of comedic, whoa, falling off this, but I'll drop down from the second floor and steal off back into the, I'm assuming I got here through like back alleys between the buildings.
Yeah, you would have.
Didn't really have a signal to Cribbit to say that we were done snooping. Well, maybe I'll just walk out of the back alleys, give Cribbit a look, and then just carry on.
If Cribbit spots you, you can see a few people from the house have come out to have a look at him. You probably only know Lady Watcher from description and the picture that you saw in the tower.
Yeah, sure.
So you've never actually physically met her, but she's not here. Mm. A few of the staff have come out to have a look at Cribbit. You can see they're enjoying his performance.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Mm.
Cribbit sees you, gives like a big bow, a big elaborate bow, kind of doffs. He has a little flat cap that he sometimes wears. He takes that off his head and very obviously puts it out in front of him. Some of the staff put like a couple coins in the hat. He puts it back on his head and he jogs on after you surreptitiously.
Yeah,
like, he's not making a beeline for you. He just moves in such a way that you reconnect.
Eventually, we yeah.
What did that
maid saw me. Maid saw me.
Ooh.
No.
Maid in sordid affair.
No, maid is in, possibly we've been compromised.
This one wrote a story with a maid once.
All right, you're not listening. Cool.
She.
He takes out his book and he starts scribbling in it. She was in an affair with a lord.
Okay. Yeah, great. sort of regretting going after that person.
He's fine. If Lady Watcher wanted to kill you, you would be dead.
Yes, but previously Lady Watcher wasn't aware that I knew that they were watching us. Now, presumably she is.
Yes, good. So now next start of story can continue.
Yeah, yes, sure. crew, but sure, I've got to go chat to the fishmongers. I know it's not going to be as exciting, but it's probably going to be more worthwhile.
Character development, very exciting.
Okay.
You are like noir detective.
Maybe Pip picks up the pace. You know, just to be a little bit ahead of Cribbit and his psychoanalyzing.
Meanwhile, mm-hmm. you are... Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Hector?
What's going on?
The fuck, dude?
Looking through the, see if I can kind of either recreate what I think might have happened in that bedroom, turning things over to see if there's anything like very obviously out of place. And then once I've gone through there, go to the other rooms that
You can see in this room that there was some sort of, obviously, a fight. Mm-hmm. It looks like people came in through the window.
So people, more than one?
Or probably no more than three.
Mm-hmm.
But at least two people came in through the window, attacked the Tanner. She presumably lives alone. You see the characteristic bed pushed up against the wall for someone who lives on their own. There's no other evidence of a second set mm-hmm. of anyone's clothes or personal effects or anything like that. So she obviously was attacked in bed, and you can see that she was presumably abducted and then dragged out the window as well.
Right. Well, I guess she was abducted.
I should also say the dog that the room that the dog came out of is quite clearly the dog's room.
Yeah.
There's maybe it's kind of like an odds and ends room as well. So you mm-hmm. can see that this is where some just general broad stuff that doesn't fit anywhere else in the house gets stored, but there is also space for the dog, a little bed and some toys and stuff like that. This is mm-hmm. just, where the dog lives.
All right.
The third and final room is a bathroom of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a space, just a big metal tub, and then some hygiene personal effects.
Right. Okay, and then those rooms haven't really been ramshackled or anything. It's just
the bathroom.
Yep.
The tub of water is currently full. You're not sure what to make of that.
Mm. Very cold, I can only assume.
Do you approach it?
Yeah. Wait. Watery.
I don't think it can travel through water, but maybe it can.
Look, with that in mind, I do approach it, but with trepidation.
Sort out.
As it were.
You approach and you look down into it. You can see in the water, there is a body.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. What kind of body are we looking at here?
It's a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
He is fully clothed, and you can see just glassy, dead, open eyes.
So it's not like a zombie going to come back and bite me, because I did already the sense thing, didn't I?
No, yeah, you would know that it's not that.
Good.
Unless it was blocked by a wall.
That would have been scary.
That would have been.
Although right. Adam's got this little cheeky, smug little look on his face.
It's not important what I said and you all didn't hear it.
I did not hear what he said. Shit.
Me neither.
What's a dog doing? What's a dog doing?
Hey, what's the dog doing?
Yeah, what's that dog doing? Dog following?
The dog's chilling with you.
Yeah, that's good. Right. I'd gesture to the dead body.
What? I don't think a dog understands that.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the whoop, blah, blah. We're both here being like, what's going on? This is... I go and reach in and pull out the plug because I'm assuming it's full of water, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I pull out the plug. So let it
water
drain.
Slowly drains and there is now a sodden corpse in the bathtub.
Right. Is it bloated?
Probably not, no.
Okay, interesting.
Well, let's see who you are. I try and see if there's any sort of... anything around on the person to see what they might have been or who they might have been.
Inspecting the body,
mm-hmm.
you find that several things. First off, you open the mouth and you see that there is a rose that has been stuffed into their mouth. Ooh. Pulling the rose out, you see that they are missing a tongue.
Great.
Oh.
Great. Okay.
In addition to that, you could see that there are bruises around their neck, mm-hmm. around that area. It doesn't look like the bruising on Dragomir or Magda. It looks like hands.
I put my hands over the bruises, of the hands. Are mine larger? the bruising.
What a question. It's probably smaller.
smaller, like maybe.
Yeah, hard
of a,
to tell. Really, this is how, you know, this not, is not, not a scientific. Yeah,
I know. I'm yeah. not a. I'm it, not some kind of dead bruise science man. But
who is?
If yeah, I was to, would I be like, okay, these are not the hands of, say, someone like of my stature. We're looking at someone maybe a bit more, say.
Yeah,
slender.
It looks like probably someone
perhaps,
smaller than
perhaps
you.
Perhaps maybe I don't know some kind of. Lady Tanner.
Potentially possible. Okay. In addition, you can see okay. that the man is in a state of undress.
Can I look at the dogs? Can I look at...
Oh, no.
I look at the dogs and go like... I got to pat
you
the dogs.
You open the right. dogs. He doesn't resist too much. Like, yeah, he quite obviously yeah. doesn't want to open his mouth.
Like,
but
in a gentle
actually,
way,
no,
I'm trying to be
no,
like...
No, actually, you know what? Yeah. He really... Come to think of it, no, actually, I'm completely wrong. Yeah, he doesn't yeah. want to open his mouth.
Yeah,
and you okay. can't make mm. him.
I'm going to do it again. It's like patting the dog, being really nice with it, mm-hmm. getting a bit of meat or something like that, and then, like, you know, giving it to the dog so I can, you know, see what's...
Good
I just,
thing
I,
you've got a decent charisma. Is that animal handling? No. Yeah, you can't... The dog mm. really just doesn't want to open its mouth. You
not even for food.
You can... All right, yeah, not even, like, for food, yes, but not so that you can see. Oh, you know what? Actually, I could make this a perception check as well. All right. Okay, yes. So rather than forcing
yeah,
the dog
like, I'm not
going
to try
mouth,
and force a dog open. I want to be gentle with this
sure.
dog.
You feed the dog, and you're yeah. paying more attention now. The dog does not have a tongue.
Okay.
What is that?
Why would someone take... Tongues.
Why would you have a tongue? Yeah, do I know anything about tanning where tongues are good to lick leather?
Oh, no, I already rolled for your knowledge of tannery. No, unfortunately, yeah. you know nothing about tannery and tongues.
All right. I look around the rooms now for something that maybe would... Like, yeah, so why is this woman taking
You find
tongues?
A box?
Yep. Okay.
Yep. You find a box
cool.
in one of the cabinets. Opening the box, you immediately, oh, God, the box is full of tongues.
At least she's not eating them.
Yeah, or feeding them to the dog who also cut off. Okay, what yeah. the hell? All right. Okay, so this person, let's say I start, this person, they're tanning. They go and they... Attack people, take their tongues, for what purpose? Take your tongue, for what purpose? Then they get taken by people in the cult. Is it related? Or is it we're just taking people and wanting to feed it to the dark mass, comma, water, or whatever it was that Peep said. Right, well, look, right, let's go find you a lead. I go back to the dog's room and grab it's a lead, maybe a toy of sorts.
Yeah, you find a lead in the dog's room and probably some toys, yeah.
I squeak one of them and I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's...
Dog comes with.
Nothing. There was nothing else in the house, like a, again, not the murder weapon, the tongue-removing weapon, as it were.
Where else are you searching?
A kitchen.
In the kitchen, mm-hmm. you are unable to find anything suspicious. I mean, there are knives here.
But kitchen looking through now. The dog's room, like maybe under a dog bed or like something like that where you might want to hide these things.
In the dog's room,
mm-hmm.
you find another box that is identical to the one in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Opening that on a little red velvet cushion is what looks like a circumcision or sacrificial knife. Actually, maybe. Yeah, maybe it has more of a... It's got like a wicked curve to it, and it looks like a sacrificial knife.
And that would probably be the one.
Right, it's got little inscriptions written upon it in... What languages do you know?
Right, well, I know an abyssal, celestial, common, and infernal.
It would be infernal, the language of devils.
I read it.
Oh, I have seen the darkness in my dreams, darkness beyond the understanding of man... Glorious evil in shadowed halls. Black beings trapped within the hearts of amber. Close your eyes with me, my congregation, and see. Dream of the rot within your own hearts. Let the ichor well within you like tar and burst forth from your mouth as you call their names. The dark ones are here to snuff out the tarnished light.
So there's a few things that jump out. There's amber. Like is that gonna? Am I like, oh, amber, like the Amber Temple?
If Zamet can make that connection,
yes. But I'm just wondering, is that
No. If Zamet can make that connection, Hector can make that connection.
Okay, cool. Well, then All right. Well, then, amber, perhaps, like the amber temple, perhaps is related to the temple. What does that even mean, then, if that is... Is this a... What is that even... Okay. That was that that jumped out. What else jumped out? Fuck. I was like, oh, remember it. I forgot it.
Do you want me read it to you again?
Yes.
Oh, I have seen the darkness in my dreams. Darkness beyond the understanding.
Cool. So the amber, that jumped out. Dreams. So we talked about dreams. I know. So there was the beholder's dream powder or whatever. Is there a connection there?
Don't think there's a connection.
There's a connection there, but I am focusing on like an amber thing, and I'm like, there might be something there. And I'm like, oh, what? Okay, well, I'll guess we'll grab that. What is this person doing? What have I stumbled onto? I start now with a bit more, I guess, passion and a bit more kind of like, okay, now this isn't just like an abduction. This isn't just like a murderer. This is maybe related now to like an amber temple, which is like,
it's relevant.
This is now very important. I start like clearing everything out, turning things over, seeing if there's any like sigil signs or anything like that, being like, what is going on here? Who is this person? What can I find? What can I glean from everything that I can like, you know, like lift that, like moving their bed, seeing if there's anything underneath that kind of like really giving it a big one, like not even a one, so really like going through it. And then if I can't, again, grabbing a lead or something like that with a dog, going downstairs and doing the same thing downstairs.
In the bedroom, you searching around, you see the walls are covered in a wallpaper.
Mm.
And while you're pulling furniture out, you can see that one of the pieces of wallpaper, it's kind of curled up at the edge.
Mm.
You grab at that.
Oh, you're about to see something bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is...
You grab at that and you start pulling. Something is written on the wall underneath the wallpaper. The wallpaper comes away really easily and you realize it's probably been put on in such a way so that it can come off really easily.
Mm.
There is, on the wall, written in blood, a arcane sigil of some sort. You don't know much about magic, but you can tell that it's not a completed sigil. It is a sigil that is still being worked on.
Does it look like it's been drawn in tongue blood?
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. It's a tongue blood sigil.
Hard to kind of imagine what that like you're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm guessing like the smudge of a
tongue.
Tear
one of the pillows open and a set of paints comes out, or a paint case comes out. Opening it up, you can see that tongues are being stuffed into paintbrushes and sure enough to paint this wall.
Lick the wall into the shape of the sigil.
And the sigil means nothing to me at all. Like, I
it's
don't know what that means.
It's not completed. Okay. There are some words in Infernal.
Yep.
You are able to read the words something of tongues. It's not completed, so you don't know what.
Something of tongues. You're right. Something of tongues. I need to ask Pip. Something of tongues. What is here? Like, maybe again, really just...
You were just like, oh, just check on the Tanner. Let me just check on the Tanner.
This poor dog.
I know.
Yes, yeah, I'm right. Okay, something of tongues. Let's go downstairs into the tanning. What were those letters?
They were the, what did Adam say? Recycled adventurers.
Yeah, that's right. It was recycled. come on, boy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.